Schweitzer, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden finances are illegally intertwined. By Pam Key on September 23, 2021. Government Accountability Institute president and host of the Drill Down podcast Peter Schweitzer. On Wednesday's edition Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle said the finances of President Joe Biden and his son Hunter are intertwined, which is not legal. Ingram said, "One of the scandals the media laughs off is the secretive selling of Hunter Biden's lousy artwork. We know at some point in the coming weeks, hundreds of thousands of dollars as written in The Atlantic will be funneled to the son of a sitting president. And none of us will know anything about who sent the money or where it originally came from." She asked, "Peter, how likely is it that foreign buyers are going to be using this obvious opportunity to shove more money into Hunter's pockets or other family members, mainly the president?" Schweitzer said, "I think it is very likely, and if you go through the Hunter Biden emails, as I have been doing with the team for close to a year, scouring them, what you find out very quickly is that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's finances are intertwined. They are not separate entities. There are numerous examples of Hunter Biden is paying bills for his father. Which, by the way, is not legal. Politicians can get occasional gifts from family members, but you cannot subsidize the lifestyle of a politician. That is what Hunter Biden is doing." He added, "When Hunter Biden is doing foreign deals, whether they are these deals in Beijing where he gets checks for $5 million and there's no evidence he really did anything, or whether he's putting together a painting and putting that up for sale, at the end of the day, the way the business model works in the Biden family is that the finances are intertwined. Joe Biden will benefit one way or another from what they are doing. Let's be clear, Hunter Biden's friend, this gallery owner that is going to be selling his artwork, has spoken in the past about the desire to have ambitious plans to seek and find buyers in China." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.